Let's go. Whoa.
Danny.
Back on my shit. Bitchy be back on my dick. Niggas is sick. I'm money rich. That nigga mad cause she all in the pit. I'm in my bag. Niggas they hate and they copy my swag. I know that you mad. I don't give a fuck, it's on niggas, it's facts. Niggas stop talking all crazy, I'm talking all cocky, I'm back on my bullshit. We is not playing no games, when I step on the court, me all niggas might forfeit. I gotta twerk it. Eating that pussy, then hop in the pool, bitch. Niggas put dirt on my name when I promise we pull up and give them the full clip. Swerve, it's cursed. Swerving, it's curtains. Swerving, it's curtains. Swerving, it's curtains. Back on my shit. Bitchy be back on my dick. Niggas is sick.
Let's go.
I'm money rich. That nigga mad cause she on the pick. Nigga don't shake my hand.
My hand.
Not my man. All y'all do is scan. Now watch me get these bands.
Whoa.
I ain't with that shit. All my shit legit.
Yes.
Cause I still step in the party.
Body.
And I still take your bitch. Like, hold up. All of my niggas, you know we about to show up.
Show
it's
up.
Been my time, niggas about to go up.
Go
I hate this main bitch, niggas so up.
So up,
so up, so up. I was talking that shit for a minute.
Yeah.
I ain't the cat, no nigga, I'm not kidding. That's
yeah.
Why a little bitch let me hit it. Nigga, you know it's good riddance. Fuck it, it's bitch. It's cursed. Swerving, it's curtains. Swerving, it's curtains. Swerving, it's curtains. Back on my shit, bitch, be back on my dick. Niggas is sick.
Fuck em.
I'm money rich. That nigga mad cause she all in the pit. Bye bye.
What's good, family? It's the Playmaker Podcast. I'm your host, Reggie Coleman, and I got a special guest today. My man. He goes by the name of I'm Money Rich. Rich, what's good? How you
Let's
doing?
Let's go. Rich, what's good? My God, happy to be here, man.
Yo,
Playmaker Podcast, you know what's going on?
Yes, sir. It's been a long time coming. So let the people know who you are and just tell them whatever you want to tell them, shit.
Okay. Well, look, I go by the name Money Rich. I mean, I DJ, I make music, shit, I paint, all type of shit. Whatever y'all think I can do, I could do. You feel me? But, so,
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
So let me ask you this. You do a bunch of, you're a jack of all trades, it sounds like.
That's
so
a fact.
What keeps you motivated to do all that stuff?
My kids, man. My kids, you feel me? Like, they look at me as a superhero, you know what I mean? So it's like whatever I'm doing, I try to be my best at. You know what I mean? Whether I'm DJing or, you know, making music or making people laugh. Like, I do comedy, all type of shit. I got my man Bruce here. We got some funny skits coming on the way. We probably gonna do a movie soon and all that. But yeah, man, my kids keep me going, man. My family, my friends and all that. So we just gonna run it up.
So that song, let's talk about that song I just played. It's called Curtains. What was the motivation behind that? Make sure y'all go check it out on YouTube.
Yeah, make sure y'all check Curtains out, man.
What was the motivation behind that?
It's just basically you know, curtains, man. Just A lot of fake shit going on, a lot of fake friends and all that. You feel me? We just closing the door on everything. We just leveling it up, man. It's curtains. Y'all know my body. Y'all know what I do. Know what I mean? So that's basically all it's about, man. Just closing doors on just fake shit and just being real and authentic. And, you know, I'm an entertainer, so whatever I do and touch, it's just going to be crazy. You feel me? So curtains, know what I mean?
Speaking of fake friends, you always showing love on the gram in person. So where you get that from? Was it like family or did it just come organically?
Yeah, it was just organically, but you know, I guess it had to come from my family. Like, you know, I was raised, my mom and my dad, like they always show love and, you know, give their lives to anybody, you feel me? So growing up seeing that, like, it was just kind of in store for me, you feel me? Like, most of my family from down south, so it's like, even when I go down south, like, they show, like, a lot of different love than they do down here. Like, a lot of people be, like, kind of hating up here, but when I go down south, it's people I never met in my life, and they just show, like, authentic love, you feel me? Everything is real. So it's like, you know, I really get that from my parents, just seeing how they are with their friends and family, you feel me? And I still it to myself, and that's just how I am, you feel me?
Nah, that's something to be proud of, because most people can't show love because they feel like it's dick eating or they like trying to ride the wave. It's really organic with you, and I see it all the time on social media. It's right. Like, yo, he really show love without wanting nothing back. So
yeah, because one thing I'm like, I already feel like I'm not a guy, so it's like, when I'm showing y'all love, it's not like try to ride your way. It was like, I'm trying to get y'all on what I'm on. You feel me? Like, I'm showing love to y'all to try to put my people on to what y'all doing, because that's the type of person I am. So don't ever think that when I'm doing this, like, oh, this nigga Rich trying to, like, hop on my wave and this and that. Like, bro, I'm not a guy. You see how I'm coming. It's everybody how I'm coming. You feel me? So when I'm showing you love, that just me just doing that from the bottom of my heart. You feel me? Because I already feel like I'm that guy. I mean,
yeah, so what got you into rapping? Let's start there.
Just playing around with it, man. Like, just listening to beats as I was younger, you feel me? And just being funny with it and storytelling at the same time, you feel me? Like, I never, like, put myself, like, in a rapper category until, like, as I started getting older with it. But I always, like, had a little flow. Like, even, like, R&B tracks and all that. Like, I always had a thing for music, you know what I mean? And then It just came to me. You feel me? I just feel like I get better. Like, every song I do, it's progression. You get what I'm saying? So I was just like, I was just sitting thinking, like, you know what? I got to start kind of being serious with this shit. You feel me? Because I be getting a lot of good. You feel me? A lot of people be telling me, like, yo, bro, like, I like the DJ thing, what you doing and all that, but you got to keep doing the music thing. You feel me? Like, that's your wave. I like what you doing. So when I hear stuff like that, it just keeps me going. I mean.
So do you write your rhymes?
No, I don't write anything.
Straight off the off the dome.
I ain't saying I'm Jay-Z or nothing like that. I know I look like him a little bit. But, you know, all my music just be in my head, just storytelling. Like, even if it take me a couple days just to get it down, pack in my head, I mean, that's what we doing. But I'm not sitting down there just writing things down. And what makes me really get into music is when I'm going through something. And when I'm going through something, it just makes me want to, you feel me, do music even more, you feel me? So everything be real. Like, nothing I'm saying is fraudulent. Everything be all facts.
You mentioned Jay-Z. So it was a post, I don't know, maybe 2 weeks ago. They said, would you take 500K from Jay, not from Jay-Z. Would you take 500K or would you go out to dinner with Jay-Z? Which one would you choose?
I mean, I'll go out to dinner with him, you feel me?
Explain that.
Like, money is cool, but money is not everything to me, you feel me? Like I said, I'll give somebody my last, you feel me? Like, it's just that conversation, that sit down, you feel me, that'll go a long way, you feel me? Even if the nigga don't even tell me too much, it's just the fact that, bitch, I sat down with Hov. You feel me? He a mogul. Like, bitch, I could live the rest of my life, bitch, and tell everybody I sat down with Hov. You feel me? Get a picture, put the frame up in the crib and all that. And that's it for me, man. You know, money ain't everything to me, but it would have been good. But like I said, sitting down with Hov, that shit is just historical.
That was different, because a lot of people I know said the 500K. Yeah. I'm in a group chat with Bruce in it, mm-hmm. A bunch of other people. We was taking that 500 and, you know, trying to flip it. Nah, but I get what you're saying. What is the experience? Of,
right.
That's still Jay-Z, one of the greatest ever.
Jay-Z, yeah, man.
So I get your stand too, but I'm still taking that 500K. I can do a lot with that. All right, let's talk about you DJing. So, when you start DJing, what made you take it serious? Right. All that.
Shit. When I was probably like in high school, I grabbed the turntables and I was just messing around with it. I was always into instruments. Like, I know how to play the piano, the drums and all that. I was like, you know what? Let me just get the turntables real quick. You feel me? And I started playing around with that, but I was playing sports at the same time. So it was kind of like too much time for me. So I ended up selling my equipment. But no, my man King Reed, shout out to King Reed. Once he started doing his music and all that, he was like, yo, Rich, you know what I mean? You the DJ, blah, blah, blah. I was like, well, look, that used to be up my alley, you feel me? And we just started kind of doing it like that. I grabbed all my equipment, started getting booked up and all that. Shout out to C-Mon too, man. C-Mon been holding me down with a lot of events and all that. gave me an opportunity at Florida, you feel me? We've been running up ever since. Shout out DJ Bape too, DJ Key and all that. Man, shout out Clubhouse too. I'm there every Thursdays and Sundays too. Make sure y'all come to Clubhouse out Mooresville. You feel me? Florida out Mooresville too. We're gonna be rocking out now, man. Shout out to everybody that's been supporting me. I just keep leveling up, man. I'm just gonna only get better. You feel me?
So you gonna get better. What's next for Rich? You putting out new music?
Yeah.
Just mentioned you're a DJ in Flyer Den, but right. How about music? You putting out anything?
I got some music coming out. I'm actually thinking about putting a little album out. You feel me? Maybe like late November or something like that. Putting an album out. I'm gonna take my time with it, but like I said, music it comes to me, man. Whatever I'm going through, I just. Feel me, go with it. But what I really need to do is just sit in the studio, I think. Mm-hmm. Sit in the studio for a couple weeks, get some beats together and all that. Shout out to Dre. And we're just going to rock out like that.
Real quick, Hennessy don't sponsor us, so. But if y'all want to,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
I'm going to tag them.
Feel me? We always drinking this shit. Y'all got to show some love to us, you know what I mean?
Nah, but I'm looking forward to that new music. Back to showing love, though, so. What makes you keep doing it, even like when people may not repost? Does that matter to you?
I mean, at first, I ain't gonna lie, it was like, damn, like I keep showing you love, and you feel me? I'm not doing it for you to show it back, but it's just like, come on, you feel me? Like, real nigga to real nigga, like, you gotta show me some love back, you feel me? At first, it was getting to me, but you know what? I was just like, I'm grown, you feel me? Like, this is my God's gift, you feel me, to show people love and be able to share my platform, so I'm never gonna ever stoop down to nobody else's level, you feel me? And, you know, like that's just how I am, man. That's just how I was raised. So I'm gonna keep showing love to niggas, man. But y'all know who y'all are, man. I've been showing niggas love for a while now. Y'all niggas, you feel me? Some of y'all niggas don't even follow a nigga page. You feel me?
Mm.
I mean, but soon as I go up, y'all gonna follow a nigga. Be like, yo, I knew Rich my whole life. I mean, y'all might as well feel me. What Diddy and Meek said? Fuck that. Show me love while I'm here. I mean, real shit.
Nah, that's real because. You doing it organically, you don't need that love back because it's going to come back to you more than ever. Like,
right.
Eventually, you doing a lot, so something going to catch on. The right person going to see your music or listen to your music. The right person going to hear you DJing.
Right.
And all you need is one person. Like,
that's it, bro.
I be saying that with the podcast. Like, I need the one right listener to listen to one of my podcasts and they're gonna be interested.
Exactly.
And then it's gonna take off to where I think it could go.
Yeah.
And I feel the same way about
your
music. I feel
that about you,
even
too, bro.
Even DJing, bro.
Yeah.
Cause like all you need is that one right person.
That's it, bro. That's it.
That's what I be trying to preach to my listeners.
Yeah, we're gonna run this up together, man. You feel me? You know I love what you're doing and all that. I know you're definitely gonna go up, you feel me? But yeah, start showing more love, man. It's free, you feel me? It ain't gonna kill you. I show love ain't that. You feel me? I'm still here.
So let's talk about you being a father. How has that changed your life?
It changed my life. Like, that shit crazy, man. Like, I love my kids to death. You know what I mean? It's crazy because they my kids, but it's like they so mature and they teach me so much. You feel me? From my oldest, Javion, my middle child, Kylie, to my youngest, Josiah, even my niece, Aubrey. Like, being around them, like, they're just so inspirational, you feel me? And they just keep me going. I mean, they so smart. You get what I'm saying? We might be in the crib, we rapping, all type of stuff, you feel me? Like, doing like they like my homies, you get what I'm saying? They my kids, but they my homies. I love them to death, man. They really my number one fans and supporters, you feel me? Like, for real. Like, especially my baby girl, Kylie. Like, she don't play. I mean, I can't even use the bathroom, but I just walk, follow me to the bathroom. Like, she be on everything, you know what I mean? So that's my little cheerleader right there, her Harvey, you feel me? But they keep me going, man. They like my homies, man.
You've been training Javion in football since he was born.
That's a fact.
I see his videos. So, what made you want to like get him into football early?
I'm gonna be quite honest with you. It was kind of like hereditary. You get what I'm saying? Like, he was about like 5 months watching ESPN and all that. You get what I'm saying? We not doing no cartoons or none of that. I throw it on, but he want to do the Sports Center. He want to watch sports. He's still like that to this day. He played with his football all day. So it's like I loved football as I was younger, but it's a different love for him. Like he sleeps with his football.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Basketball too. Like he just a sports fanatic, man. That's just what he love to do. It's just in him. You get what I'm saying? So I see big things for him, you feel me? And, you know, I just hope he prosper and do what he got to do.
So I got a couple. I said I ain't write questions down, but these general questions I use for every.
Shout out to the young Blue Devils too, man.
Yes, sir. Every podcast I ask a couple of these questions. So one of them is, let's see, how do you bounce back from a mental slump?
Shit.
So when you like you going through something, how you pick yourself back up to keep moving forward?
I would say just keep your mind out of negativity and just work out. Work out helps out with everything, you feel me? Like, work out. I mean, go to the beach, man. Just watch the water, train. I mean, keep your mind out of negativity, you feel me? Like, even listening to music is therapeutic, you feel me? So whenever you want to slump like that, just do the things that you really don't want to do. And, you know, I know a lot of people don't really work out that much. Even myself, I got to get back in the gym, but...
I would say
working out, you know, listening to music, and just keeping your mind off the BS.
So you said you was a painter, a DJ, a rapper, entertainer.
I'm about to start selling some portraits too, man. Shout out to Much Better Studios too, man. Quayshawn, yeah. I love what you're doing with everybody. You feel me? Actually, just booked me for the 29th for his birthday party. You feel me? But shout out to you, man. He got a bunch of buildings. Shout out to Tiana too. She about to start doing hosting and all that. Shout out to Minx and Co. Tiff, I see you. I mean, she got the 3D eyelashes and all that. Shout out to Cash. She got a modeling class coming up at the Much Better Studios. You feel me? What is it? Cash.1K. Make sure I follow her too. She's a model. She's very beautiful. You feel me? I'm proud of my women, man. They doing a lot of big things. You feel me? Got a lot of good businesses. Shout out to all the clothing lines and all that. You feel me? I support y'all. You know it's all love.
Hold on, let me go back. 3D lashes, how that work out?
Yeah, you know what? I should have had her come up here, you feel me? Because she got
maybe
some shit
going on.
Maybe
she got to come on the podcast.
Hey, Tiff,
next.
You got to come out here, man. Mix and Co, man. Shout out to Best Hookah in the town, too. Pink Smoke, I see y'all.
I need all them on the podcast.
Nah, I got to pop out.
So what inspires you? Like I said, you do painting, you're a DJ, you're a rapper, you entertain, too, let's be honest.
Yeah,
so,
I got a comedy show coming up soon. Feel me, star man. Bruce is gonna be crazy, man. We getting our hands in anything. The money out there, we just gotta go get it. You feel me?
So, what inspires you to keep going? Like, besides your kids?
Yeah, you know what? Like watching people doing it. Mm-hmm. You feel me? I be like, if they doing it, why the hell I can't do it? I ain't gonna lie. Look at Kevin Hart. Like, you're not funnier than me. You feel me? Like, that's how I be looking at these people. Like, I know if I get into that type of bag and into that type of platform. Like, y'all niggas, y'all can't do nothing with me. You feel me? Fat boy, I love you to death, but niggas ain't really funny to me like that. I mean, like, for real. Like, I really get on the stage and act crazy, man, and give people their money worth, you feel me? Even acting and all that. I'm trying to tap into that, I mean. So, you know, we gonna run this shit up, man. Trenton, you know, we got a lot of stars out here, so we're going to keep doing what we're doing.
Speaking of that, Trenton does have a lot of up-and-coming talent in music, sports. So what do you think about the talent in Trenton, in our small area?
Everybody just really talented, man. Like, whatever people put their heart to in their mind, they could do it. Nas, you feel like they're better than people that's really doing it. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Like, even without the show of love and all that, like, I think niggas is really hot out here. I got an air for it, you feel me? Like, I think, like, if we really all come together, like, it could be monumental, you feel me? If niggas put their bullshit to the side, that should be historical. You feel me? There's so much talent out here. Like, we got singers, we got rappers, we got beat makers. You feel me? Ayo, Dre, what up? Like, we really got some shit out here. Even people in sports, you feel me? Like, shout out Jair Brown. He at Penn State right now with the Trent High. Like, we really got people that's nice out here. You feel me? Like, a lot of people, man. Even the youngest that's coming up, man. Like, I'm vouching for y'all, man. You feel me? We gonna all win.
I got one more question before we get into some sports.
Shout out my little cousin Titus too. He at UNH going crazy, running back Titus Tolliver. She got D1 NFL. I ain't gonna lie, he gonna go to college for 1 year, then he's out of there. Like, he's a man child. You feel me? Shout out my little cousin Titus. He going crazy. He just ran 200 yards last week. I mean, at UNH, he's an animal. I mean, so we just running it up at this point.
Man, you should be his agent.
Hey, look, we talk every day. He know we talk every day.
So before we get into more sports, I got one more question. And I saw this on a different podcast, not a local podcast, just one that's mainstream.
Right.
But the question was, can you call yourself a rapper, actor, podcaster if you're not making money off of it?
Of course you can. feel me? Whatever you want to do, you can call yourself that. You feel me? As long as you put the time and the hard work in, the money's going to come. I mean, so whatever you want to do and call yourself, you can call yourself that. Just because you ain't making the money doesn't mean you can't call yourself that, because the money's going to come. You feel me? Like you was telling me earlier, just take that one listener, just take that one person. Whatever you want to do in life, do it. Call yourself that. Go hard with it, and that bag is going to come. I promise you.
I feel the same way. All right, so sports. I'm surrounded by a bunch of Eagles fans.
You got a Dallas fan there, man. I mean, you know I'm going to have to holler at you after this. You're acting crazy. So, I'm going to switch you up.
I don't know if you still a season ticket holder?
Yeah, that's a fact.
So what's those experiences like, just being a season ticket holder for the Eagles?
That shit is monumental. You feel me? Like, when I go to the game, it's just so much energy. Even the tailgate is crazy. Like, me and my son, we was on the news a couple times just from being in the tailgate. You know what I'm saying? Like, we on TV. You feel me? It's just a good experience. Even coming from me, man, I play football. I went to college right down the street from the Eagle Stadium. You know what I'm saying? So that shit is just electrifying. Just seeing you know, kids be happy and just, you know, grow up to be an Eagles fan, you feel me? A diehard Eagles fan, it's just crazy, you feel me? I love football, I love sports, so I'm a diehard Eagles fan, but I love football, you feel me?
Nah, shout out to Widener, though. Them parties was...
Yeah,
I was around back then.
Yeah, I wish I was DJing back then, I would've ran it up, but yeah, shout out to Widener, man. Shout out to Willie P, too. I went there for a semester, had the time of my life.
I don't know if you remember... Ted, he said he was your roommate.
Yeah, Ted, man. Oh,
now,
God.
We cool now.
Hey, look, man.
My fiance and his girl, yeah, best friend. So,
hey, Ted, said, I love you, man. He was a good time. I appreciate everything you showed me and taught me, man. When I first came in there, he like, yo, you my roommate. Your name Rich. He said, you feel me? But you about to turn up, blah, blah, blah. Like, that's my brother, man. I love you to death, man. You've always been a big brother to me, man.
He a good time. I want to say this real quick. Dallas beating... the Eagles.
I don't know
on
about
Monday,
that.
Yeah, on Monday night.
I don't know about that, man. Any betters, you feel me? You know, Eagles, we got to run it up after last week, man.
So what else you got to tell the people?
Just keep tuning in, man. Just keep watching the level up, man. That's all, man. You know, we all start from somewhere, but like I said, as long as we all come together, man, we can really rise above everything, you feel me? Everybody just, you know, get off the petty shit and just really try to run it up.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best thing I could tell you, and just stay blessed and just stay dedicated to whatever you're doing.
One more thing. What if somebody watching right now, what song would you tell them to listen to, and where can they find it?
I would have to say that King Reek and NBF LA, man. God bless his soul. You know, he passed away and all that, but that video is on YouTube right now. Make sure y'all run that up, man. It's called The Storm, man. King Reek and NBF LA, man. NBF LA passed away. We love you to death now, man. Just, you know, just run that video up, and what they saying it is just so powerful. You get what I'm saying? So, you know, just make sure y'all run it up on YouTube and all that.
All right, so this is the Playmaker Podcast.
That's a fact. The one and only, the best.
You hit me up.
That's a fact.
You said, yo, I'm trying to freestyle.
You know it.
On your podcast. Never been done before.
Never been done, man. Drop some bombs on it. Got my nigga Loaf, you feel me? Got my nigga Loaf in the building about that crazy.
So I'm about to get this beat up.
You know, I don't write that neither, you feel me? First one to do it. Y'all niggas don't even really rap no more like that. I mean, this shit is easier than me. I mean, let's go.
We gonna see what's going on.
Love you,
Drapey.
Love you,
Drapey. Drapey
dropping that shit.
Drapey
dropping that shit.
Whoa. Hey, yo, Drape, what up, now? Let's go. Loaf. Whoa. All of my niggas, y'all know that we poppin'. Y'all niggas ain't poppin', so y'all need to stop it. I'm money richer, you know I'm the topic of time. It's money, so you need to watch it. Yeah, bitch, she on me, cause no, I got it. Not working that hard, I just take out the deposit. She all in my dick, she all in my wallet. I'm fucking the good, and I bless her like rocket. Need me a car, two-seater. I told her, bitch, I don't need it. She called the cops, so right there, had to leave her. She toss out the park there, Jeter. Hold up. I gotta go harder. Shout out T-Rex, yeah, you know that's my barber. Yeah, I had to get fresh today, so I just fucked it up more, and that's just that. All of y'all niggas be cap, and y'all niggas be rats. Yeah, I fuck it and take off my hat. Nigga, that's cat in a hat. Hold up. I know y'all be watching me. Y'all niggas, y'all gotta stop clocking me. Just like football, gave it a D on the line. Y'all niggas stop blocking me. After I hit from the back, I lay down like biscuit on top of me. She said that I feel like a virgin again. Little bitch, it's the robbery. You not even like that. I bet if I punch you, you won't even fight back, pussy. Your niggas not ready. Y'all just gossip and talk heavy. Damn. Niggas need watch how they talking. For how your bitch all in the telly. Cooking spaghetti. Then after that nut on her belly. Yo, pussy ain't nothing you can tell me. Nigga. Hola. Fuck y'all talking about, you feel me? I had to take my hat off in this bitch, huh, man? Y'all niggas ain't doing that shit like that. I'm really talking that shit, that real shit. Y'all niggas don't even rap no more. Let's go. Whoa.
Hey.
Playmaker Podcast, you know what's going on.
First freestyle on the Playmaker Podcast. If any of y'all want to, you know, follow up with that, good luck.
Yes, y'all come up here and rap. Good luck, man.
This was the first one. I appreciate you for doing that. I appreciate you for coming on the podcast.
You know that, bro. You know it's all love, man.
It's been a long time.
Love you to death. You know that.
So make sure y'all, wait, before I, you know, close this out, how can they follow you? Instagram, YouTube, all that.
Hey, look, follow me on Instagram. I'm Money Rich. I'mMoney Rich. RICH. I'm Money Rich on Instagram. We got music coming out, Apple Music and all that too, you feel me? But YouTube, Money Rich, DJ Money Rich, whatever you want to do.
Curtains. Hey, this is the Playmaker Podcast. I'm your host, Reggie Coleman. Appreciate Rich. We out.
Let's go.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional, unprofessional. So if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.